Cam FM 97.2.
May Bumps.
W4.
Get underway right now. Out of the gate they all go. A pretty poor start from Lucy Cav, who are pointing out towards the far bank. Had to employ the rudder a bit to straighten up, but now they're starting to move quite nicely, it must be said. Fifth behind them, still on station, so all crews on station at the moment in the top three or four. Lucy Cav maybe actually starting to pull out by two or three more feet. Further down, we've got Kings, Churchill, who have all stayed on station. The Kings are pushing away a little bit from Murray, Edwards and Christ. But now a big push coming in from Kings. They're closing towards Churchill. They're probably within a length as they come up to first post. They've picked a nice inside line, which would probably help them to shave off a bit of distance. So we could have a bump around first post. What are you seeing there, Pete, with Kings and Churchill coming flying around?
Yes, Lucy Cav passed me, and they're probably a good three lengths or more beyond fifth. So they're looking pretty safe at the top of the division. Churchill are closing rapidly on fifth, who are indeed closing rapidly on by Kings. So I think there's likely to be a bump there. Fitz has probably got about a length over Churchill, and Kings are starting to get very close indeed to Churchill, so I'm sure that'll be one that Flanagan wants to look out for. There's probably about half a length now between Kings W2 and Churchill W2. That looks very likely. The whistle's blowing. It looks like there's overlap here, so they're working hard, and I think it's very likely that Kings W2 are going to bump Churchill W2. Further back, it looks very likely that Christ W3 are going to get caught by Medwards W3. There's probably half a length there, and perhaps Joan can start to see the first boats coming through to the grassy now.
I can indeed, Pete, and yeah, just as you say that, Lucy Cav did too. I'll just in the past, as you said before, there's a lot of distance between them and you were powering along now very close to Churchill, and let's say Fitz, Churchill and Kings very close together. I think some of the boats are being pulled over to the side, and looking as if, and I've called dodgy things in the past.
Yeah, can we come to Shin?
I think Churchill has bumped Fitz or something like that. I'm going to have to Shen.
Yeah, absolute mayhem down here. Riverside has had pretty much the entire bottom of the division bumped out very early. All the action coming around the Newnham Bridge. Not sure exactly what's happened, but I know we've had at least Mortal and Clare, Darwin and Sydney Sussex involved in bumps. And it looks as though the effect of the bumping is that some crews behind have been unable to get through at the bottom. At the moment, I can see it looks like Homerton and some of the further down crews, Emma and Magdalen, are just sitting around maybe thinking about a re-row, because what we had was a bunch of very, very early bumps. Everything happens early on down here. A couple of very fast crews down the bottom order, bumping early, blocking the river, and so all crews pretty much from 10 onwards haven't been able to, 9 onwards haven't been able to get down the river any further. What's happening upstream for you, Fuan?
Yeah, thanks, Shem. Just to bump, to just confirm that Christ W3 were bumped by Murray W3. That one just happened about 10 seconds ago. And I think we're going to Molly. What can you see, Molly?
Well, I was actually just going to ask you, Fran, if you could confirm what had happened between Churchill and Kings, because I've just had Lucy Cab and Hughes Hall row past me at the start of the long reach with a lot of space. So back to Shem.
Yeah, okay, so down here. The main umpires have been calling in umpires left, right and centre. All the umpires that have been involved following boats here have been called in. They're going through, collecting the stories, doing a bit of detective work. They're going to try to figure out what exactly happened here. Pete, what are you seeing, mate?
I can bring you news at the top of the division. So Lucy Cav seems to have rowed over quite comfortably, as we suspected. The next three boats, none of them will have gone past Molly. And I've confirmed that what's happened is that Churchill W2 have bumped up on Fitz W2, and Kings W2 were awarded a technical row over. So they're also moored up by the riverbank. And, yeah, as we suspected, Christ W3 were bumped by Murray Edwards. Molly, can you see anything further at
Thank you, Pete. Well, all I have seen go past me thus far is Lucy Cavhughes Hall. So it's obviously all of the boats have pulled over by Grassy. So, Juan, have you got boats pulled over next to you?
Well, actually, that's the thing. I don't actually have a lot of boats.
I
think Shem's got a lot of boats down where he is.
Yeah, sorry to clarify. It's like one of the main highways here, absolutely jammed bumper to bumper. Just looking out here, we can see about 10 boats from the bottom of the division, perhaps 11, all pulled into the side as we had a lot of early bumping in quick succession from boats in that middle to the lower order, which held up boats behind them. And now we're just trying to piece together exactly what happened. With stories from each of the marshals, just corroborating the evidence, tallying the marks, and trying to figure out exactly how we continue from this. This is absolute carnage. It's unbelievable. So it's all happening here, just 150 metres upstream, 100 metres even, right around the Newnham Bridge, where bumping action well and truly got underway. So there's a huge pile up of boats, bumper to bumper, as we said, and the marshals are trying to sift through the information they're being provided at the moment. So it looks like some action is going to have to be taken. They're going to go to the rule book, put ticks through and decide exactly what the best course of action is. But I would be putting my money on a re-row of some sort. Who it will involve and exactly how that will play out, I don't know at the moment. But I'll get that information to you as soon as possible.
Thank you, Shem. I'm wondering, Pete, which boats have you seen rowing past you?
So I saw Lucy Cavendish looking very easy indeed. And as I say, so Churchill W2 bumped up on Fitz at the top of the division. Kings were given the technical row over. Marie Edwards bumped up on Christ. And then really I didn't see a whole lot after that.
To studio.
Everyone's been caught up in this carnage that Shem's just been talking about. I might be walking back towards the start now, if I can talk to any of the officials and get some impression of what's happened, but I think we may have to wait for the dust to settle a little bit here.
Thank you, Pete. So, as we can tell, we've got all the boats up to Magdalen W2, from the Lucy Cav down to Magdalen W2. We've had bumps and a rollover by Kings W2 and Lucy Cav. We're currently trying to work out what's happening, but back to the studio.